image of the Father. Jesus was talking to Philip, and Philip said, Jesus, just show us the Father, it'll be sufficient. In John 14, Jesus says, Philip, have I been with you so long, and yet you don't even know me? Well, Philip didn't say, Jesus, show us you. Philip said, show us the Father. But Jesus still put it into a first-person sense, and he said, Philip, have I been with you so long, and you don't even know me? He's saying, Philip, you've seen me, you've seen Daddy. I'm exactly like my Father is. I've only come down from heaven to do His will, not mine. I'm the exact will of God. He was the walking, talking, everything, eating, breathing will of God. Is it the will of God to spend time alone? Well, I don't know. Did Jesus do it? Is it the will of God to go and take time out from what you're doing just to spend time in communication with the Father? Yes. Is it the will of God to pray for the sick? Did Jesus do it? Is it the will of God to be kind to people? Is it the will of God to love everyone? Despite who they are? Would it be the will of God? You know those little bracelets? What would Jesus do? Well, they should say, this is the will of God, whatever Jesus does. Whatever Jesus did. So if you want to know what God's will is, look at the life of Jesus. You have four Gospels. Five, if you count the book of Acts. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And the book of Acts. What's the will of God? Read them. It's exactly what you see on those pages. Exactly. Look, Jesus was crying out in his deepest time. He's